Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Okay, what company is this?
We supply for online vendors. Are you calling about a charge?
Pardon?
We supply for online vendors. Are you calling about a charge?
Well, I'm not for sure. I had a debit card charged and it shouldn't have been. I talked with a Bernadette.
How much is your charge for?
It was $39.99.
I'm not sure. I'll have to
Well,
get it pulled up for you.
I don't even know what it is.
Yes, so I would have to get your information. If we have an account for you, then I can tell you what the charge is for. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, I immediately, once that it said that there would be a charge, I told them no.
You told who
And
that?
Bernadette, the lady assured me that it wouldn't be charged. Her name was Bernadette.
Did you do this over the phone?
Honey, I don't remember. It was,
I mean, do
I
you want me to
think
try to
it
pull up an
was.
account for you?
Okay, well, I'm not going to give any debit card or anything.
As long as you pull up by whatever information I ask, I'm not going to need that. What's your zip code?
Okay. 75662.
All right. And what's your first and last name?
Deborah Garcia.
Is it
The
under
bank
Debbie?
tells me it's a gym membership.
No, ma'am. This is not for a gym membership. Verify your address for security purposes.
It's 219 Bud Road, Kilgore.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. It looks like you've already called in about this account. This is where you had tried to win the mixer by taking a survey.
Yeah, you know what? I think that was right. And then they said that I was going to be charged, and I said, no, I do not know.
Yeah, we'll say they did bill you, but it was voided out for the meal planning app. Let me see what date that was. Yeah, I do see you spoke with the Bernadette on the 29th.
Okay. Yeah, I've got the
So,
28th, but for Bernadette.
yes, ma'am. It
Yes,
looks like
ma'am.
they
So
voided the charge out for you on the 28th. So, have you gotten the refund?
no, I was charged, and I had to dispute it and cancel that card.
Well, it's already voided on our end, so there's nothing for you to dispute, but yeah, it was voided out for you on the 28th.
And how much was it?
It was for $59.89.
Okay, I have no clue.
Yes, ma'am. Well, they refunded for it. I'm not sure why you hadn't gotten it, but so that's why I said I don't know why you're trying to file a dispute because it's already been refunded.
Okay, well, according to the bank, it was taken out. It wasn't refunded.
I mean, yeah, it was taken out because when you put your information, they automatically bill you, but it shows they voided it out for you.
Yeah, because I immediately, when she said that it was going to be, I said, oh, no. I did not know I was going to have to pay for nothing. I thought it was a survey. It was about a free, I think it was a mixer or something.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. But no, at the end of the survey, they said I would be charged, and I go, I can call that number back, and I go, no, I don't want to be charged. I did not know that there was money involved. And that's when I talked to that Bernadette. But according to my bank, it was taken out and never refunded because I just got off the phone with the bank and I had to stop that credit, that debit card.
Well, it was
I'm just
charged to
telling
your
you what the
account.
bank,
No, you're
I'm just telling you
fine.
what the bank told me.
All right, well, tell them that we did bill you, of course, because it automatically bills you when you sign up. But we showed that we actually voided the same day that you called in, so you should have gotten a refund. You don't see it on your account pending?
No, ma'am.
The only thing
no,
that
ma'am.
I do is resubmit it for if you're saying that the bank is saying you don't have it.
No, it's not a refund. It was taken out.
Okay.
Is what the bank is
that
the bank
is
saying. And it's
that,
for, and that it's for how much?
Yeah, I just said it was charged to your account for $59.89, but we voided it. So what voided it means is they're going to bill you. It's going to show up, but we just reverse the funds back. Once we charge your account, we can't take the charge off. So that's why it's showing. But you should have gotten a refund, but if you're saying you didn't get one, I can resubmit it for you, and then you have to wait 3 to 5 business days.
That's not even the same amount the bank is saying. That's why I asked you.
So what is the bank saying? Because apparently someone's confused.
It's $39.99.
Okay, we don't have a charge for $39.99. Okay, you're calling in about something totally different. You're not calling in about
okay,
this.
Okay, that's the only number I have.
All right, what you're calling in about? You've already handled this. I thought you were calling in about that. No, you're calling in about
no, ma'am,
the Evo
I'm
trainer.
Handling it today. No, listen to me, dear. I talked to the bank today.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I went back and I seen this number, and this is the only thing that I've done.
I understand
and so
that.
I'm calling you, and because I remember. I wrote her name, Bernadette.
Correct.
Okay.
But you said you're referring to a $39.99 charge. That's not what you spoke with Bernadette about. That's a whole nother company.
Who am I speaking to now?
All right, the company that you're calling, this is when you took the survey to try to win the mixer, which they've already voided that out
yes,
for
ma'am.
You.
Yes, ma'am. That's who I'm talking. Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, well, that's already been voided. We don't
okay,
have anything
so
for $39.99.
Okay, so I'm not being billed.
I mean, you've already been billed. You're just gonna. It's just supposed to turn into a reversal as far as a refund.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. But not that $39.99 charge. That's not us. We don't handle that. If there's a number listed by that, you need to contact them.
Okay, this was the number.
For the $39.99 charge?
No, ma'am. I didn't have a charge on this. This is the number that I took for the survey. And you said that y'all dealt with many products.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I was called. That's what I thought that I was talking about.
Well, yeah, you are talking about but you told me, you said the bank told you had a charge for $39.99.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And
that's why
I asked you, how much was it?
Yeah, but like I said, see, we don't handle that. You need to contact another company. This is only for the $59.89 charge.
Okay, so y'all had only done the $59.89, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and that was charged, that was refunded back?
Yes, it was the same day you signed up.
Okay. Okay, so y'all have nothing to do with this $39.99.
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. I apologize. This was the number, and I thought that's what I was talking about. I apologize.
No, you're fine. I'm sure it's probably confusing.
Well, no. I don't understand who would have charged me and this, you know, when I found, because I write everything down, and I seen where I talked with the burner net on the, I wrote the 28. Okay. So we're good.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, I apologize if I.
You're fine.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. You're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great rest of your day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right,
too.
You too. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye.